if we can prevent people from getting addicted to prescription pain pills, we can potentially prevent them from becoming heroin addicts.
Ellen Hodges has seen the rise of heroin in Western Alaska. She sees loose regulations of prescription painkillers as a gateway to heroin use. YKHC has a program it calls a prescription pain agreement with patients, which means patients are given drug tests to determine if they might be at risk for abusing pain medications.
This is a program where patients who have pain from arthritis or other chronic but not terminal conditions can get prescriptions for opioids on a chronic basis.
Hodges says that this is just one way to reverse the effects of years of overprescribing opioids, but in some ways the program has come too late. Just like in other places across the country, painkiller addiction has transformed into heroin addiction, and now YKHC has the challenge of dealing with overdoses.
In a community this small, even having one or two deaths is remarkable, simply because it implies the number of active users that you have is pretty darn high.
When four people overdosed in Quinnahock, YKHC was in the process of distributing a drug called Narcan to its clinics in an effort underway since May. Best case, the drug stops overdoses from being fatal. Quinnahock did not have the drug in stock at the time of the incidents. And Hodges says it might have been too late to use it anyway.
So let's say you have a family member or friend overdose with an opioid and they quit breathing. It's going to take, in the best of circumstances, minutes, to 10 or 15 minutes for healthcare professionals to arrive at your side. It's too late at that point. So that's the thing about Narcan that people don't realize is it's not really a magic bullet.
Hodges points to the need for education of the general public about how the drug can be used. She says the drug can be ordered without a prescription directly from YKHC. The day of the overdoses in Quinnahock, community health aides were able to give CPR to the victims, but Hodges says that the workers are not trained to deal with overdoses.
We're not sure in a lot of ways when someone has a sudden death in a village, whether or not it's attributable to heroin or alcohol or other medical conditions that are underlying. I think in this particular case, there may have been community rumors that there was heroin in the community, so they may have had an idea, but the first person that they assessed, they may not have known that heroin was the cause of that person's condition or even the subsequent patients. And in some senses, you would treat everyone with an emergency, according to the BLS algorithm, which is basically the same no matter what the presenting complaint is. So in that sense, the level of care that our community health aides are trained to provide was provided.
The hospital is planning to open a new inpatient treatment facility for heroin and alcohol abuse as early as October. Hodges says that the facility will be able to accommodate as many people as need help, but says the biggest challenge will be those same people returning to communities where heroin is readily available. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.